This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Orthopedic and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Charles T. Price, MD, the medical director for the Institute of Better Bone Health and the creator of the Silical system. Dr. Price is rated as one of America's top doctors. Dr. Price, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, if you would.
Okay, thanks, Eric. Yes, I'm a professor of orthopedic surgery at Florida State University College of Medicine, and I'm a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, also a certified sports nutritionist. I've been interested in bone metabolism and nutrition since I was a medical student at Houston. And it's been a long career that I've enjoyed many academic research projects and publications and scientific things, but I've really turned my attention in the last 7 years to nutrition as a fundamental basis for bone health.
And speaking of bone health, what are some of the main factors that can affect bone health?
Well, there are quite a few lifestyle factors besides nutrition, which we'll probably talk about, but you know, too many sodas, cigarette smoking, lack of exercise, mothers who've had a lot of babies that have nursed a lot. There are quite a few things that influence bone health more than people realize. And it's really essential. As an orthopedic surgeon, it's not just about broken bones and weak bones. There's a lot more to bone health than just osteoporosis in old people.
What nutrients are important for better bone health, and what are the nutrients people are not getting enough of that they need for bone health?
Well, quite a few, actually. I think the world in general is aware of the need for extra calcium and vitamin D. We're not really getting enough nutrients in our regular diet. Even people that try to eat healthy foods have difficulty. The Department of Agriculture, the recommended daily intake is actually about 7 servings of fruits and vegetables a day and 4 servings of whole grain, 3 servings of dairy, and 4 ounces of meat or fish. And that's hard for people to do. In fact, the 2015 dietary guidelines showed that almost 100% of people are not meeting their daily recommended amount of whole grains, for example. And that's partly because we have a lot of refined foods. The white rice and bread and processed foods, even spaghetti and cereals, many breakfast cereals are all processed, so the whole grain part's taken out of them. And we really need that. We need more than calcium and vitamin D, because nutrition requires a blend of things. And calcium and vitamin D are important, but I and my colleagues conducted a research study in which we looked at the nutrients that influence bone health in a positive manner. And we identified 7 others besides calcium and vitamin D that are deficient in the majority of Americans' diets. So calcium and vitamin D is a starting point, but there are at least 7 others that are critical for bone health. Some of the others that are really important are vitamin K. And you get that in leafy green vegetables, but that's K1. The K2 type is more important for bone health, and that's actually found in cheeses and dark meat of chicken. But we really don't get enough of the K2. So a K2 supplement's a really good thing to take, and people that take a K2 supplement have been shown to have fewer fractures, even if their bone density stays the same. So calcium measures your bone density, but what my interest is bone quality, and that means bones need to be a little bit flexible so they're resilient and to decrease fracture rates more than just calcium vitamin D. If you get too much calcium, your bones actually get brittle. And the one that I've been working with the most is one that most people haven't heard of. It's called silicon. Like in Silicon Valley, that silicon has electrical properties that are important for computers, but it also has electrical properties that are important for our bones. And this is not silicone, the rubber, not silicone, but silicon, the element. And it's essential for life. Our bodies can't live without it, and we're not getting enough of it. So silicon is critical for bone health because it makes the collagen. It helps strengthen the structure of bone and make it more flexible and more resilient, and it helps attract calcium to bone. So that's one of the things that we put in our product is some organic silicon.
Today we are with Dr. Charles T. Price, the medical director for the Institute of Better Bone Health and the creator of the Silical System here on eHealth Radio's Orthopedic and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Price, can you tell us more about silicon and why it's so important for bone health?
Sure. Well, first of all, most Americans aren't getting enough. Silicon helps bone in several ways. It helps increase the number of bone cells, bone-forming cells. It helps improve the collagen structure of bone, which is the flexible part of bone, and it helps attract calcium to bone. So it's a triple action thing. It has many, many benefits for other things, too, like skin, hair, and nails, which are composed of collagen. In fact, racehorses that have been supplemented with silicon have had fewer injuries and more training time. So silicon might benefit athletes as well. We know that low bone density is not only broken bones, but it's also associated with back pain, postural problems, arthritis, sports injuries, and other things. So if your bone density is low, you should start thinking about it now. And what silicon does is improve the structural integrity of bone. Unfortunately, there's not much silicon in our foods. The sources of silicon are primarily water, and our water processing for water softening takes the silicon out of water. So it's difficult to get enough silicon. It's been shown that more than 40 milligrams of silicon a day is associated with increased bone density, but the average American intake is about 20 milligrams a day. So it's one of those things like vitamin D that's very difficult to get from a healthy diet. It is in whole grains, but like I said, we're not getting enough whole grains. So the sources of silicon in food are pretty much whole grains and green beans and certain types of water if you live in the right area of the country.
Quite interesting. Tell us, what is Silical and how does the Silical system work?
The Silical system was developed out of our research that showed the nutrients that are missing in the typical American diet. So it's actually got two components. One component is called Silical 1, which is calcium, vitamin D, and magnesium that everybody knows is important for bone minerals, the hardness of bone. But the second part, the Silical 2, which you take in the evening, so you take Silical 1 in the morning, Silical 2 in the evening, and the Silical 2 has vitamin K2, it's got silicon, boron, vitamin C, inositol, and arginine, all of which improve the collagen structure of bone or the flexibility of bone and make bone tougher. So that's where, as an orthopedic surgeon, my interest is not only in the hardness of bone, but the structural quality of bone. And we couldn't find anything on the market that even approached what we're doing with our product. So that's how Silical System came about. So you'd take Silical 1 in the morning and Silical 2 in the evening, and that's why we call it the Silical System, because it's good for both parts of bone.
Dr. Price, certainly very interesting topic here. We'd like to have you come back and cover more. Where can folks get more information about bone health and the Silical system, and how can they be in touch as well?
Sure. Thanks for asking, Eric. There are two main ways. One is at our website, which is www.bonehealthy.com. That's www.bonehealthy.com. Or actually, I've written a book called Can You Feel It in Your Bones, which is available and explains a lot of these things. Well, because of your radio show, we can give away a free copy, but people need to pay the shipping and handling costs. They can purchase it, but we'll give them a free copy if they call 1-800-222-9559. And they do have to pay the shipping and handling, but the book will be free. And it's 1-800-222-9559.
Well, Dr. Price, certainly appreciate that gift there to the listenership here on eHealth Radio, and certainly appreciate your time spent with us here on the show today.
Thank you, Eric. You have a good day.
And And you too. We've been speaking with Dr. Charles T. Price, the medical director for the Institute of Better Bone Health, and also the creator of the Silical System. And once again, the website of reference is bonehealthy.com. And to pick up the book for free, it's 800-222-9559. Again, 800-222-9559. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Orthopedic and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.